This is KCUR 89.3. The musical Newsies was a big hit on Broadway a few years ago. Now, as a local production opens this weekend at the Jewish Community Center's White Theater, the story has taken on new relevance for its cast members. KCUR intern Courtney Bierman explains.
It's a fine life.
Dozen teenagers are flipping and twirling on stage at the Jewish Community Center's White Theater. Opening night, 2 weeks away. The Newsies are a scrappy group of kids running around the streets of New York City unsupervised. Their de facto leader is a teenager named Jack Kelly, played by Noah Lindquist.
He always has had leadership qualities about him. So being a leader is something he's always kind of done, but I don't think he ever expected to be a leader at this capacity.
Jack is infamous for his petty crimes and ability to sell newspapers using less than ethical means. The year is 1899, and life is tough for these Newsies. Most of them are orphans. They live on the streets, and they're at the mercy of their newspaper magnate employer.
They'll be begging to pay even more.
The musical centers on a conflict involving Joseph Pulitzer. He raises the price of newspapers from 50 cents to 60 cents. A disaster for the newsboys and newsgirls who paid for each paper out of pocket. If they don't sell each one, that might mean skipping a meal.
Newsies overall, I think, is very important right now because of the whole idea of the child labor laws and creating unions, things that are really important to protect sort of the poor and the workers and things that we often neglect.
That's Jerry J. Cranford, the director and choreographer of this production. Jack forms a union and leads the kids in a strike for better wages and fair treatment. And despite a lot of hardship in between, they come out on top. It's all based on the real-life newsboys strike of 1899.
It's happened for decades and decades, but especially right now, we're seeing so many teenagers trying to make change. And you have all of these adults saying, oh, well, they're just kids. What do they know?
Kids making change is the emotional through line of the show. Kelly Urschel plays Catherine, the female lead and Jack's love interest.
So I think the thing that kind of drew me to her was that she is not afraid to kind of break the rules in order to get where she needs to go. And that she does not feel the need to be kind and nice and gentle to people in order to get what she wants.
Catherine is a teenage girl with dreams of being a reporter.
There's someone to write about it, that's how things get better.
Her gender means the people around her don't take her seriously, but that doesn't stop her from trying to get the story.
Who's there with her camera and her pen?
Urschel first became familiar with the show when she was in high school at Blue Valley Southwest, memorizing the cast album and even getting to see it on Broadway. But she says Newsies somehow feels different in 2018 than it felt when she was younger.
It's become like so relevant, and especially Catherine. And so like that's my biggest hope is that some little girl or like even somebody in high school or even somebody like a woman that's older than me can look at Catherine on the stage and see, okay, I can be that. I can do that. I'm allowed to make my mark.
The show's newfound relevance comes through in Once and For All at the end of the second act. That's when the Newsies make a final push in their strike against Pulitzer by printing their own newspaper. Here's how it sounds on the original cast album. One night, they were rehearsing this song, and director Cranford compared the characters in Newsies to the kids who survived the Stoneman Douglas High School shooting in Parkland, Florida. Ever since then, Lindquist says, the song brings tears to his eyes.
It makes me so emotional. Well, first of all, thinking of the Parkland kids and what they went through, but then feeling inspired by the way that they have stood up at the face of so much, like there are so many people talking down to them and so many people trying to fight them and saying that they don't know what they're talking about because they're only high schoolers.
Mr. Hurst and Pulitzer, have we got news for you?
Yeah! See, the world don't know, but they're gonna pay.
For this cast, Newsies teaches a powerful lesson. Don't underestimate a determined kid.
The world will know that we've been here.
Reporting for KCUR 89.3, I'm Courtney Bierman.